No. And so no, I'm not, by the way, I'm not sad today. Anyway, so when we're sad, it shows. Now this story, something sad happened. And you've seen the picture, you've seen the film, and the story, and you listen to the story, a friend died. A friend of Jesus died, a brother of two sisters died. And it was very sad. And in the Bible times, they did sadness big time. Okay, so they did. So for a whole week, your friends and family, whether you wanted it or not, would gather to your house and sit with you. And mourn with you and cry and probably not wash much. It was a delightful occasion. And they'd invite you to come and they'd be with you and they'd sit with you. And they would, if you wanted to try and cheer up, that's not what they were there to do. They were there to actually help you mourn the passing of this individual. And in fact, there were professional mourners who would go from place to place, just in case you didn't have many friends or family, and they'd boost the numbers up, you know, sort of, you know, I will sit with you and I will cry, even though I really haven't got a clue who this person is. But that's what they would do. And this story is all about that actually there was a lot of sadness because he died. Because Lazarus had died. And in fact, you see that at the beginning of the story, because at the beginning of the story, Martha, who's one of the sisters, rushes off to see Jesus. She doesn't say, hello, Jesus, how are you? She said, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. You know, could you imagine that, opening the door and saying, hello, well, if you'd have been here, it'd have been fine. You know, you would be immediately, what's going on? And it's because she was sad. But actually, this story is also about happiness. Because the sadness is because they've lost somebody. But actually, the story ends up being very happy. And as you saw from that wonderful video, sort of like a mummy-like sort of, you know, figure hops out of the tomb. I'm not quite sure it was quite like that. But that's what it finished, that Jesus actually raised Lazarus from the dead. So it went from being sad to being very happy. Now, this story's got some big things for us, because it can take us from feeling sad to make us feel incredibly happy. Why? Because of what Jesus said. And this up on this thing, I said, I am the resurrection and the life. So when Martha said to Jesus, you should have been here, he said, I will raise him from the dead. Do you believe that? Do you believe he'll be raised from the dead? And she said, yes. And what she was talking about is she had a belief that one day in the future, he would be raised from the dead. And so she said, yes, of course I believe it, but it's not going to help me because I'm sad and I'm hurting. And Jesus said, no, you misunderstand me. Actually, I've got something for you which is going to change your life. And he said, I am the resurrection and the life. What's resurrection? Well, resurrection means coming back to life. And it's really simple. Jesus is saying, I am the person whom actually you can have eternal life. Nobody else, no other mechanism, no other person. He said, I am the resurrection. It is through me that people will be raised from the dead. And even though death is quite sad, it's really important. It's really important nature. So I spared no expense. I had a very high paid visual aid. I found it in the Reese's garden. Anyway, so they're very good gardeners. Anyway, so this was alive at one point. I think it was a foxglove. Thank you. I've had the horticultural section over there has agreed with me. But unless this dies, it actually can't produce any more plants. Its life is only as long as it lasts. But actually, once it dies, it produces all these seeds, which then can produce more life and more life and more life. And it's a bit like with us, that actually, when we believe and trust in Jesus, and we can say, you are the resurrection and the life, we will all die. So in this story, Lazarus got raised from the dead, but he then died at some point. Because he was just human like we are. And this plant is a bit like us, that we will all die at some point. And that's really sad. But it's a reality. It happens to, you know, what I say, there are a number of realities and certainties in life. Birth, death and taxes. And so it's about the fact that actually it's through death that we can have life. And for those of us who can say that we belong to Jesus, even though our body dies, we will continue forever with Jesus. Because it says in the passage, I'll put this down, it's sort of... It really is quite sick, isn't it? What he's saying is, he says, I am the resurrection and life. Whoever believes in me, even though they die, will live. So he's saying that actually, I have the... it is through me that people can come back to life, can have eternal life, live with God forever. Even though they will die, there will be life. And Jesus said, I am. So it is the only way. It's not about living a good life. It's not about being nice to people. That all of these things are really good. It is not about actually giving money to the church. Again, good thing. It is not about serving. But it's not about those sort of things. It is only and purely about Jesus. I am the resurrection and the life. And so he's saying here that actually there is a way for eternal life. And if you can say that Jesus is your friend and you follow him, you've started eternal life now. You've started your eternal life now. And then when you die, it will just be one of those sort of, you know, road marks in your life. And you'll come out the other side and you'll live forever. Because he said, I am the resurrection. It is through me that you'll come back to life. And I am the life. You will have life, eternal life. He's not here talking about physical life because we all die. He's talking about spiritual life and that we will live forever. So the big question for us all today is, can you say what Martha said? Martha said this. So Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He believes in me even though they will die. Those believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives in by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? And she said, yes, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who comes into the world. And the big question for us all today is, can you say that? Can you say to the to Jesus' question of, do you believe this? Do you say, yes, I believe this? Do you believe that he is the Messiah? That means the sort of the Holy One, the Chosen One, the one who's come for you and me. So that actually, by believing in him, I can actually have eternal life. Or do you not believe it? It's not one of those things of, it's a sort of a each way bet type thing. It's sort of, you know, if logically it says here that Jesus said, if you believe in me, you will have eternal life. Then the counter argument to that is, if you don't believe in me, you won't. There's no caveats. There's no, well, depends. Well, you lead a nice life type thing. It's really quite stark and says, do you believe? Do you believe that's what's going to happen? So the big question for us all is, what's your response to that question? If you can say, yes, I believe, then you have eternal life. And your eternal life starts now. Well, it started actually from the point at which you said yes to Jesus. However many years ago that was. You've started your eternal life. If you can't say yes, then your question is, what are you going to do? Because the choice is, Jesus is saying to you today, is that I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe? Do you believe in me? We're going to finish, and there's a short prayer, which my PowerPoint has just disappeared off the screen, probably because... There we go, thank you. And I'm going to say this, and if you're somebody who thinks, actually, I don't know whether I believe in Jesus, but actually I'd like to follow him, then I'd just like you to say this prayer quietly in your head as I'm reading it. And for the rest of us, for some of us who do believe in Jesus, may decide that actually we'd like to say this anyway, because it sort of re-says, you know, I want to follow Jesus all the days of my life. And I'd like to be reminded that actually it's about now, and about the difference I can make now. So just to go through the prayer, it basically is talking about the fact that is about, we're praying to Jesus about that actually, that he died for us and that he rose from the dead. And we turn away from our sins. Now, sins is a word we use to describe the things that we've done wrong that set us apart from God. And we do that every day. We all sin. It's not anything particular, you know, it's not, you know, sin isn't just the things which are just awful, like murder and stealing things and hurting people. It's about when we're pretty selfish, which, to be honest, most of us have probably done already today. These are things we're saying sorry for. And then we invite him to be our friend and Lord, the person we follow forever. So that's how the prayer works, in terms of you're just saying back to God, look, I'd like to do this. So let's pray. I'll read this. We'll all say amen at the end. If you really don't want to pray this, then I'm not forcing you to. Jesus today would like to say to you, I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe in me? And he's giving you opportunity. And your choice is whether you take it. Let's pray. Jesus, I believe you died for me and rose from the dead. I turn away from my sins and invite you to be my friend and my Lord forever. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, and it was either a prayer that you haven't prayed for a long time, and you haven't known Jesus for a long time, or you've never known him, then we'd love you to come and talk to us afterwards. There's some people in the prayer chapel, and they'd love to talk and pray with you. But I'll be standing at the back. I'd love to talk to you as well.